as possible. Right. To see you coming on.
Well, firstly, I want to thank the organisers, but I want to particularly thank Vincent Salavia for inviting me here to address you this evening. I really should start with an apology because we've heard so much about the council as such. And in a way, it's not that the councils have done altogether anything wrong, it's that they've done simply nothing. And this is the problem in relation to this whole process. Dunleary after Down County Council, as you well know, has 28 elected members. What's happening up at Carrick Mines is nothing short of disgrace. And it's happening because there isn't the political will or the savvy or the commitment to take on the officials at Dunleary after Down County Council or the NRA. No political party has had the courage and the guts to stand up and make it an issue. And one has to really ask, why this motorway at this particular location? And I'll tell you why in simple terms, I'm not afraid to say so. Because a number of politicians from all political parties are compromised in relation to the route and the way this was decided. Justice Flood hopefully will have his day, or somebody who will succeed him will have his day and make judgment. But we know clearly that a number of politicians from all political parties were lobbied hard in relation to making decisions about the routing of a motorway. It is simply not good enough to say that the officials and the councillors and the experts were not aware of the route and were not aware of the Carrick Mines Castle and its foundation. And the huge historical and heritage significance of that site further off the Pale Ditch, and not to talk about the two or three dolmens, one of them that was crushed into the ground further up. I met a senior engineer who said to me, if you think Carrick Mines is bad, you should have been earlier on at Lahonstown and up along the route. And if anyone is aware of Dunleary's current draft development plan, you will see for the first time that Dukas have designated the actual archaeological sites along the way, and you see where the motorway is going much further back, and described how Dolman was crushed, his very words were crushed into the ground, and no one said boo because the public didn't know. And that's the reality. In some ways, we're very fortunate that Carrick Mines was at that critical junction where the public could see what was going on, where the public could go up and down and see a number of archaeologists and a number of people there working away, and began to ask questions and began to ask what was there. So I want to pay, firstly, tribute to the people that went out there, the young people who had the courage and went out there and stayed there and highlighted the issues. And it wasn't, quite frankly, it wasn't altogether easy for them. And they hadn't the necessary resources to stay there indefinitely. But there was a huge goodwill of people who were interested in a serious issue. But I want to say clearly, Dunleary County Councillors of all parties have failed the citizens in relation to this matter. Effectively, the Director of Transportation, Eamon O'Hare, the County Manager, Derek Brady, are running the agenda down there in relation with the NRA and are allowing what's actually happened to date go there without any challenge. I also want to thank as well the quiet individuals that I am aware of for various sensitive reasons in relation to the posts they hold in various organisations in Dukas, the NRA, and might I say one or two in Dunleary, Rathdown County Council, and a number of others who I don't want to mention. But they have given their time, their resources and their commitments in a very sensitive situation for them because of their employment. And I think amongst us we know who they are. And they too are unsung heroes in the fight for this very unique heritage site. And I respect them and I salute them. I think eventually time will tell in the Flood Tribunal in relation to that matter. To give you an example, in relation to the information, I am one of 28 councillors in Dunleary. I have continuously raised this issue with the council and have been blocked all along the way. 2 weeks ago, I made a formal request to the Director of Transportation, Eamon O'Hare, as an elected representative of the people of Dunleary Rathdown, to inspect a correspondence file or any file in relation to Carrick Mines. I was refused. I was told I could neither come and see them nor subdue them. I said I wished to just familiarise myself as a political representative of the citizen in relation to this matter. I was refused. And directed that I would have to make a formal written request to the Freedom of Information Officer, and then eventually go to the NFA, didn't accept it, and go to a director of the council. There are five directors, of which Mr. Eamon O'Hare is one of them, and that they would have to adjudicate on my request as an elected member of the council. And that's meant to be local democracy. And then I was told if I didn't succeed there, I'd eventually have to go to Emily O'Reilly, the now information officer for the state, and apply. That is my intention, and I formally informed the council that I would proceed through that process. But again, it's an absolute disgrace, and it's indicative of an attitude in relation to heritage and environment. I want to clearly say that I want to be here in solidarity and support with the people who have gone out and done the job and have brought this to this event in terms of highlighting the issues. I believe, and I think we must nail the line, it's been nailed very well here tonight, that we can have the M50 and we can have Carrick Mines Castle. I call on the ministers in question to commit themselves at some stage. It's like a bit of an onion. This thing can evolve over many, many years. We don't want an instant situation there. It can evolve. You can be involved in teaching of people to do the archaeology. You can have educational programs. You can have schools involved, universities, overseas graduates, people who are interested in archaeology. They can come and evolve and peel back the history and the significance of this unique site over many, many years. As well as that, we need to exercise. Don't forget, we have the Pale Ditch, the boundaries of the Pale Ditch further up. Currently, they are being destroyed by Dunleary Rathdown County Council, where they are engaging with a new environmental treatment works and recycling station, and have already dissected some of that. We have the dolmens below, we have the dolmens up behind the Golden Ball. So there is a case for huge significance, heritage trail, and possible tourism implications for it. So I just want to say that I think it's important that we continue the fight, don't give up. There is a difficulty, I think. The challenge must be to meet with the elected members. Because one thing that struck me sitting here tonight and listening to the excellent speakers, Dunleary, we have not, as county councils, had a presentation as simple as that. Isn't it hard to believe 28 people who are making serious decisions have not even had simple talk about the significance of Carrick Mines? I think that's quite frightening. And they're the people who are making decisions. I think there's a bigger picture also for this group, and that's in relation to the government. I am a Progressive Democrat member, and sometimes I sit very unhappy with this government's record in relation to heritage and conservation and the greater issues of Dukas and what's happening in Dukas and how that's all been basically brought down. And this talk of rolling out infrastructure, and maybe Kieran might address later on as he speaks as a member of the Oireachtas in relation to a proposal, and be it he wouldn't be as aware of maybe finer detail in opposition, where the government are planning to roll out a critical infrastructure bill in the autumn in the Oireachtas. What does that mean? I have no problem with rolling out essential services, but not at any cost and not at compromising the public engagement and public consultation and talking to the people involved. Because if people think rolling out infrastructure quick means bypassing EISs, bypassing all the critical analysis and safeties, well then that's not good enough. And therefore I call on all pressure groups in relation to environmental issues to join forces together and act with scrutiny in relation to any legislation that the government are proposing. Because I actually believe that this government, to a great extent, believe that all environmentalists and these particular issues are obstacles to rolling out their infrastructure. And I don't think that is the case. And there is a need to roll out critical infrastructure that can be done in a balanced and a sensitive way. We can make progress at the same time as protecting our heritage and our environment. That's important, I think, the critical. I just want to say just something else. Vincent talked earlier on about the Attorney General in relation to joining with, in relation to the case of Gordon Lucas and Dominic Dunn. I have to say I have concerns in relation to that. The Attorney General is ultimately the advisor to the government. He advises the government collectively and speaks individually with the ministers involved. The two ministers that we have to impress upon, Minister Brennan and Minister Cullen, I believe that this raises serious concerns. I'm not here to be critical, but I want to put down a marker of concern because I understand from my own discussions from people in government that there has been an arrangement with the Attorney General that certain conditions will have to be met by the Carrick Mines Castle Preservation Group in relation to his commitment to represent this particular case and to pursue this case. And all I would say is tread softly and tread carefully. This is an arm of the state, and these are the same individuals and the same organisation collectively, corporately, who will be advising in relation to the rolling out of essential infrastructure, and I would have serious concerns in relation to that. I think it is important also that in relation to the joint consent, at no time were any councillors in Dunleary, Rathdown and County Council consulted in relation to this joint consent. I made this very clear with my conversations with Minister Cullen. He was somewhat surprised. The first any councillor knew about this was when an ad appeared in the Irish Times about the joint consent under Section 14 of the National Monuments Act 1930 as amended. No consultation. So effectively, we have officials in Dunleary, Rathdown County Council setting the agenda and running the agenda in the name of the corporate Dunleary, Rathdown County Council. But having said that, I'm not laying all the blame on them. I'm laying the blame solely and squarely on the elected representatives who are failing to take the initiative and who are failing to lead for a number of reasons that will become very, very apparent as time goes on. I'd like now to say call on the Minister to proceed and make a decision, or at least engage and say he is really considering this alternative plan, because this is impressive. There's no doubt about it. These are very, very impressive plans, and I think at a minimum the ministers and in government should confirm that they are at least giving it serious consideration, because quite frankly, to submit and make such detailed plans and basically be left in suspense is not good enough. We need to know, and your organisation needs to know. So finally, I want to again just thank you. I hope that I've been of some help. It's extremely difficult when you have very few people supporting you in the council, but it is an issue. The public are exercised by it. They believe that it is worth protecting. And I think it is important to galvanise that public opinion and galvanise that political support. At the end of the day, all county councils will be back to the electorate within 12 months. It's countdown. On the 12th of June 2004, they will be presenting themselves before the electorate on their record, their lack of commitment or lack of progress, or progress, whatever the case may be. People must engage. They must join and be active and encouraging and participating in some way in a political process of some make or shape, and getting involved, because I believe that's where you're going to make the difference. It's people coming together and not just being marginalised out there as some sort of cranks, nutters, pot smokers, greens, plaited hair merchants, but are actually in there in the political process, and that's the challenge, to get in there and to make a difference. And whatever decision you wish to do, I think that's where it will sting, and I believe that's where politicians will sit up and they will listen. So again, thank you for inviting me. I'm delighted to be here, and I don't know really how you've kept going, but you could obviously believe it's worth fighting for. We've heard already about UNESCO World Heritage possible site. I think it is all the makings of something marvellous, worth fighting for, worth protecting, and keep on with the good work. Thank you.